How would you like to invest in high return property developments? Eugene Gershman will tell us how to do it. And what's so special about Eugene is that he's a seasoned business executive with nearly 20 years of experience in real estate and construction. And Eugene successfully managed several real estate development projects ranging from construction of luxury single-family custom homes to large commercial projects. So, Eugene, tell us more about how entrepreneurs can invest in high-return property developments. I assume you are talking about US in particular. Please correct me if not. And tell us more about the area and the method that you have for property investors to make a high return by investing in a project like yours.
Property Wealth Strategies podcast with Lily Patrashku shares world's most influential property investors, sharing their strategies for making money with property.
Absolutely. Thank you, Lily. Thank you for this introduction. Pleasure to be here. And yes, absolutely. So property development is one of the greatest way to invest in real estate and multiply, your investments. There are obviously different ways that investors could capitalize on that, and those investments come with certain risks and certain rewards. In property development specifically, we focus on, and you're right, mostly in the United States. I usually say North America, but all of our projects have been in the US so far. We focus on partnering with property owners to help them take their land and convert it into thriving new communities, whether it's a single family house or a townhouse or an apartment building or a combination of the above. Those folks who already have the land could contribute that land to into a development, and then we would help them design the building, put together the team, and attract additional financing if necessary, and then build, manage construction, and then ultimately either rent it out or sell it. But similarly, investors could join projects of ours as limited partners, as investors, where they could come in and become limited partners of our projects and enjoy essentially passive investments where they let us do all the hard work and then wait until the project is done so that they could reap the benefits.
Thank you. Tell us what's so special about this method of investing in high return property developments versus investing in other projects. What is so special about your specific method and special and different?
Yeah, so most of the time, when people talk about real estate investing, people think of active investing, which means they buy the property, they rent it out, find a tenant, they manage the tenant, they have to fix the problems when they happen, they have to screen them, they have to, when the tenant moves out, they have to clean it, they have to refurbish it, and all of that involves a lot of work. Then there's passive type of investing where investors could invest money where other active investors actually manage the property, and all they have to do is put their money in and then wait until the project starts bringing dividends or until it's liquidated. In our case, we offer benefits of both. So when we work with property owners, we allow them to be as active or passive as they want to be. Some of our previous clients and partners wanted to learn development and wanted to understand what it takes to become a developer. We're happy to teach. We're happy to provide that education. But then others said, you know what to do? Here's the property. If it needs more money, go ahead and find more money. I'm not going to invest anymore. I just have this piece of land and figure out what could be done there and let me know when you're done. And then all they want to do is receive annual reports or whatever the frequency they choose, and they just sit back and wait. So that is the primary difference. And then we could also offer investment opportunities to limited partners who are not the original property owners. And when they come in, they simply wait until the project is ready for the investments. We usually don't take investors' money until we already have the permit, until we already have debt financing secured, you know, bank construction loan, so that limited partners don't have to risk, you know, take on unnecessary risks. And then in that regards, it becomes similar to typical limited partnership where they buy membership units and rely on us to deliver the results.
Thank you. Tell us about why did you choose this specific way of investing in property developments? What's so different about this method versus investing in other property developments that perhaps are available? Is there anything special or different? I mean, you mentioned a little bit, but is there anything else that is kind of special or different that that you could say interested you in focusing on this specific method for investing in these property developments? Or what is the typical expected return? I'm not sure if you probably cannot say that, but let's say, what is the typical that you've seen so far, the range, and why should people invest with you in particular?
Well, a few things. So there's multiple questions sort of looped into one. Let me try to unpack it one step at a time. The model that we are pursuing now got evolved over time, where we originally started by buying properties ourselves and developing it for ourselves. And then we would use our own family resources. You know, we would raise equity internally. We would borrow from the bank, and then we would build projects. Over time, we realized that there are a lot of opportunities out there where property owners are sitting on the land. They would like to monetize it, but short of selling it, they don't know what to do with it. And so we said, let's try to figure out a way to allow these property owners to actually benefit from what we already know, from what we're doing. And so that's how this model got started. We said, let's figure out the way to help these property owners actually invest in their own property without, you know, without selling and walking away. And there are a few things that we explain. Look, if you sell the property today, you're probably going to be liable for taxes. You know, if nothing else, presumably you've owned that property for a long period of time. And when you sell it, you're likely going to have to pay some tax. So that's number one thing that a lot of sellers, you know, don't think about early on. The second reason is our model. You asked about what the expected you know, returns are. And my target is usually 100% return on investment. So what I like to think is, if you have a piece of land and you don't have any debt on it today, then what is it going to take for you to double your money by the time the project is done? And development is the only way that I know to double your investment in a shorter period of time, because when you're developing, you are essentially increasing, you're adding value to the existing property. And that's how the model got started. That's how it got evolved. Many other developers rely on third-party investors. They usually acquire the land using their own funds, and then they go out to the market and they bring in investors to supplement that additional equity. In our case, we said we can offer the same experience that traditional developers already have and bring that to the folks that don't know how to develop. And so we're opening up the market to your regular mom and pop who have, maybe they've inherited the land. Maybe they've bought this house, you know, 50 years ago, and now they're ready to move on to a more urban lifestyle. They could sell the house and they could potentially be liable for taxes, or they could invest it in a new development. And what I usually ask people when they're ready to move on, I ask them, what are you going to do with the money? Let's say you sold today. Let's say there's a developer who's willing to pay the current market price. What are you going to do with the money? And most of them say, well, I don't know, I'll probably invest it. Well, if you're going to invest it anyway, then why not double down and invest into your existing property? And so that's the main difference between us and other developers. You know, other than that, we offer various ways to mitigate risks for investors. If when we work with traditional limited partners, we typically do not touch their money until we know that the project is going forward, which means we already have a contractor on board. We know how much it's going to cost. We have the construction loan in place or committed. So we know how much we're going to borrow and how much it's going to cost. We know we have the permits in place. So there is no none of these unknowns where it might take 2 months to get a permit. It might take another year to get a permit. It happens a lot around here. So those are the things that we offer to investors that are important. And when they, a lot of smaller developers, they don't unfortunately do that. They start fundraising from day one. And there's still a lot of unknowns when they do that.
Thank you. Imagine property investors that don't own land. How can they get involved in some of the projects that you run in order for them to get a high return on their money?
Absolutely. So the easiest way is to get in touch with us and get on our list on our website, giscompanies.co. We have a tab that's called Invest With Us. Fill out the form there, get on our list. Next time we have a new project that we're fundraising for, we would notify you and share all the materials. You know, our goal is to start roughly 2 or 3 large projects per year so that, you know, it works with our capacity and it works for our investors as well. But that's the best way to learn about the new projects.
Thank you. Tell us about the kind of range that you typically offer as a return for the investors that, let's say, they have, I don't know, from $100,000 upwards to invest with you. What is the typical range of return that they can expect to get? Let's say if they don't have their own land, if they're just coming in with the money.
Right. Yeah. If it's a typical LP investment, our minimums are usually right around $100,000. And our benchmark is about 100% return on investment. I personally like tracking equity multiple over IRR for development jobs because the time, you know, IRR is very sensitive to timing. And another year of project could mean huge difference in IRR. So while we do calculate them and they'll be disclosed in our offering, I typically like focusing on equity multiple, and my benchmark is 2x. So 100% return on investment or 2x. On IRR basis, it could range, but typically, you know, mid-teens is where we're targeting.
Thank you. How long does it take to complete a project? Let's say someone was to put in $100,000. How long does it normally take to see the return?
It normally takes about 2 years to build a building. If we're talking about commercial buildings, so like an apartment building or a condo, it takes about 2 years to build, another year or two to stabilize, and then you know, after that, after another year or so, we would typically be looking at, normally when I talk to property owners, I say that your investment time horizon is 5 to 7 years. When I'm talking to LPs, we usually don't bring LPs until the project is already permitted, so they get to skip the first 2 years. But the first 2 years is typically what it takes to design and permit the building.
Perfect. Okay. So then let's say within 5 to 7 years, they will get $200,000, let's say, if they were to put in 100. Yeah?
Yeah, basically in simple numbers.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Okay. Is there anything else you would like property investors to know about investing in high return property developments with you in particular? Anything that you would like them to know?
So one thing that's different that we recently started, and we also covered that in Invest With Us section on our website, is we are starting this new fund, which we call Special Situations Fund, and that is targeting existing assets. So it's the first thing that, or first venture that we're trying that's not new construction. We're looking to acquire existing assets that are in financial distress. So we're talking, what we're talking about is projects that have been recently completed, but are in financial trouble. Which means their loan is due, they don't have enough funds to refinance it, they cannot sell it, and the projects are stuck in this limbo receivership. They might be pending foreclosure, they might be in like the suspended state, but we find there are quite a few projects available right now that could be acquired with deep discounts. And so we are beginning to target those assets as well. So there are some opportunities that are going to be available pretty soon. We're getting to close on our first fund in the next, I would say, few weeks. We've got several soft commitments already, and that one is going to be pretty attractive. Time horizon on that is also about 3 to 5 years. But because we're looking to acquire those assets at deep discounts, that could be a huge opportunity.
Thank you. Tell us some projects that you've worked on, and tell us some of the case studies that you're happiest about and proudest.
You know, I've been doing this for 20 years. It's funny. We've done projects from basic, you know, infill single family to large commercial mixed use apartment buildings. One of the funnest projects, it wasn't the biggest, it wasn't the, you know,
most exciting.
It wasn't the most exciting by itself, but it's still the one that we're mostly proud of. It was a 12-unit townhouse development here in Bellevue, Washington. When we originally started, it was just on the tail end of GFC, the great financial crisis, 2008-09. We started working on that project in 2014-2015-ish. And what we found out is that part of the property was right next to a creek. It was overgrown with blackberries and a bunch of other invasive species. It had a homeless encampment on it that nobody knew about, even though it was in the middle of the city, but there were trees around it. And what we were able to do is we were able to negotiate with the city a reduction of the buffer from the creek. We were able to clean up the creek. We were able to get rid of all the invasive plants, build a park. In fact, we called the project Park 12 because we built a private park there. And the most amazing thing about it is when, well, we had creative financing structure that it was a multi-tiered financing structure. But then in the first 2 months of construction, we sold out the entire project. And that was for us unexpected surprise. It was at the end when we were all done, we actually regretted selling out so fast because we left a lot of money on the table because prices kept climbing. But at the time, we were super proud that the project turned out to be very, you know, well done, well designed, well located. And I don't know, we still to this day, whenever we drive by that neighborhood, I slow down, I take a look at it. It's nice to see it.
Thank you. Tell us more about you, and what do you feel made you a big success in real estate and construction?
Years of experience. Really, I mean, I've gone through ups and downs. We had successes, we had failures in my 20-year career. And I feel like I've learned so much by doing it, by trial and error, that I love what I do right now. I especially love talking to property owners about how to develop their projects in the most successful way, what it takes to get it done right. And most importantly, I'm able to prevent them from making some of the mistakes that I did. And that's probably the most rewarding. I grew up in a construction family. My father owned a construction company, so I never actually wanted to be the builder. But I got my business degree, and then ultimately my dad called me and he said, I need good people in the company, so why don't you come over and join us? So that was the evolution. You know, I learned by watching construction. I then tried running a construction company. I then shut down a construction company because that was major pain in the butt. And now I have respect for builders, for general contractors. I actually would much rather prefer to pay them the fee to build for me rather than trying to attempt it myself, because I know how difficult it is. And I think ultimately the investors would benefit from having all the components, all the parties of the development team be vested and make some profit on this project. And that's, you know, that's what I talk about.
Thank you. Are you looking for like any particular investors of any particular caliber right now for any particular projects that you have? Or
So right now I have one development project that's in early phase, and I am looking for ultimately would be raising a fund of about $5 million. So that would be the project that we would start fundraising, I'm guessing, in the next 3 to 4 months. But the immediate project is not new construction, is the special situation fund. We are trying to fill the gap of about another $3 million. And as soon as that gap is filled, we recently received about $5 million in commitments. So that's the gap that we're trying to fill. So, you know, if it's if your listeners are investors or small family offices who would be interested in relatively safe, low leveraged investment, then yeah, we'd love to talk to them.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs and property investors can connect with you.
GIScompanies.co, that's our main website. Otherwise, I have a following on LinkedIn. Just look me up, Eugene Gershman. I'm pretty sure I'm one of the only Eugene Gershmans out there, so it's easy to find me. Otherwise, I'm on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, YouTube.
Thank you.
Follow me for more property wealth strategies.